Excellent.
Excellencies, Mr. the President of the United States of America, when for the very first time the head of state of the most powerful country on earth visits the continent and decides to come in person to the Supreme Court of Senegal, well, here beats the heart of the judicial power to speak with the heads of Supreme Courts of Africa, one cannot fail to see therein an act of important symbolic value. Mr. President, in this room, you will find gathered the Chief Justices, the Presidents of the Supreme Courts of Benin, of Botswana, of Côte d'Ivoire, of Gabon, of Ghana, of Kenya, of Malawi, of Niger, of Uganda, of Senegal, and of Zambia. For all of us here, this represents a historical moment, showing the major efforts carried out by our respective judicial systems, and this is an encouragement to go even further. In fact, via the Supreme Court of Senegal and beyond, our differences tied to geography, tied to language, and tied to political traditions based in history, you have decided to speak to the entire justice system of Africa. Therefore, I am convinced that I speak on behalf of all of my peers by telling you how proud we are of being privileged by your visit here today and by showing such an interest in the African judicial institutions. And you understand the role that they must play in the construction of democracy and the rule of law. Mr. President, we thank you for the attention and for the consideration you are bestowing upon us. You embody a paradigm. You are at the head of a country which, via its history, is everywhere throughout the world. Everywhere has played a major part in history to defend freedom and democracy. And one of the pillars of the United States is indeed the judicial power. The permanency of your judges is one of the paradigms of the American justice systems, and it is fundamental to fairness and justice. Under this expression, equal justice under the law enshrined in America. You are encouraging us today to think with you about the importance of the independence of the judicial power in order to build a true democracy. Yes, indeed, sir. This concern is completely in sync, in adequation with the declaration that you made in Accra in July 2009, where you tied development with governance. You concluded with this now famous historical sentence, "Africa does not need strong men, Africa needs strong institutions." So if it seems wise to me to pause for one moment on the concept of democracy, my intention is not to make an apology of democracy, but I would note the distinction made by the American philosopher Michael Bader, professor at the University of Princeton, between political democracy and democratic culture. I quote him, "In the world today, democracy is the only legitimate political regime, but democratic culture, for its part, is absent in some regions of the world and oftentimes has difficult times maintaining itself, even in countries where democratic principles are even deeply anchored," end of quote. Mr. Walter emphasizes the independence of the justice systems, and he believes that this is necessary for democracy, that the state, rather than controlling all of the distributive spheres, should guarantee the standard freedoms that the judge must protect by reading the law in full sovereignty and in full independence. There cannot be a democracy without a strong judicial power, a strong judicial power because it is independent. The intervention of the justice system applies in itself to so many regions. For example, the devolution of political power via elections, protection of individual freedoms, of public freedoms, oversight, good governance, good financial governance, the involvement in development by the judicial securitization of economic transitions and political stability due to its regulatory and social role. This is to prove that it plays a fundamental, central part in the sustainability and the anchoring of democracy. Strong institutions, which you have called with all your wishes for Africa, strong institutions demand, when it comes to justice, a competent judge, a judge who follows the fundamental principles of justice, namely independence and impartiality. Well, they have to have that in their blood. Judges who are not only independent, but also judges who are perceived as being independent via their decisions. They must work every day in full responsibility on behalf of the strengthening of the democratic process in order to establish a fair and just justice system and in order to embody the concept of justice as a public service. As you said, and as we are convinced ourselves, Africa can do it, and Africa must do it. Mr. President, your statements are highly awaited, that it would be remiss if I failed to let you speak sooner. Mr. President, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. God bless Africa.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Chief Justice, for your service here in Senegal, for your powerful words about the work that brings us here together, the recognition that strong democracies depend on strong institutions, and that includes an independent judiciary system and respect for the rule of law. I have to say that it's a great honor to be with such a distinguished group of justices from across Africa. Some of you may know I am a lawyer myself. My grandmother very much wanted me to be a judge instead of going into politics. So even though I disappointed her by going into politics, at least now she knows that a group of judges are willing to meet with me, even if I'm not one myself. So she would be happy about that. First and foremost, this is an opportunity for me to salute the fine work that all of you are doing. These men and women and the institutions that they represent are known for their integrity, their determination to deliver justice fairly, sometimes in the face of threats and sometimes in the face of intimidation. But they understand that what makes for us a strong democracy includes a strong judiciary, one that's independent from politics, one that operates transparently so that citizens can have confidence that the process is free from undue influences. Accountability, because even judges are not above the law. And of course, on a much more basic level, judicial systems need funding to do their jobs. So I wanted to have this meeting here as part of my first full day in Africa on this trip. Because I believe that the rule of law is a foundation for governance and also a foundation for human rights and economic growth. It's a pillar of our democracy. Societies are stronger and more stable when there are checks and balances on government power, when citizens know that their rights will be protected from arbitrary or capricious actions, when they have peaceful recourse, when they've been on the receiving end of injustice. Rule of law is what upholds universal human rights. sometimes when nobody else will, a judge can stand up on behalf of someone. And in the United States, one of the basic principles that we strongly believe in is that the judiciary is most important when it comes to minority rights, because the political process oftentimes will recognize the desires of the majority. The question is, when people are on the unpopular side of an issue, or a member of a minority group, where can they seek recourse? And oftentimes, it's in the courts. So at their best, our courts are venues where justice and equality can be realized for women and children and the poor, for marginalized groups, for victims of discrimination, victims of violence. But as I mentioned earlier, I think it's also a critical ingredient for economic development and prosperity in Africa. I mentioned to President Sall of Senegal, who I was visiting with before I came here, that trade and investment around the world increasingly flows to places where there are rules and regulations that are fair and predictable, where assets and intellectual property are protected. And the courts play a vital role in that process. So I wanted to have this meeting to hear from you about how we can be helpful in encouraging and building even stronger judiciaries and systems of law around the continent. The United States is proud to work with partners across Africa to strengthen independent judiciaries and help prepare future jurists. So I want to hear your thoughts, your challenges, and I want to hear from you how you think the United States can be most helpful in continuing the work that you are already doing. So again, thank you for your hospitality, Mr. Chief Justice. Thanks to all of you who've, in some cases, traveled from a very long way to be here. With that, let me give the press a moment to depart so we can have a good conversation.